Spot is a small, careful magpie tween in a chunky cartoon apron vest, warm rust orange with soft cream stripes. Careful, slow, noticing pose by default. In their apron vest, they carry a notebook and a need tracker. The notebook records moments when someone visibly struggles. The need tracker turns each moment into a question. What would have helped? I am Spot. The entrepreneurship primitive I teach is opportunity recognition. The move is, the opportunity isn't a gadget. It's a person stuck on a problem. This is load-bearing. Spot embodies the opportunity recognition primitive, the entrepreneurship craft of noticing a real need. Most novice entrepreneurs start with a gadget they think is cool. Then they hunt for someone who'd buy it. That's backwards. The good entrepreneurs work the opposite way. They notice someone stuck on a problem. A neighbor who can't find a pet sitter. A classmate whose homework helper doesn't exist. A parent who packs lunches every morning at 6 a.m. The opportunity is the gap between what someone needs and what someone can find. Watch the gap. Watch the person. The product comes later. Spot unfolds their notebook on the workbench and walks the cast through a scene. Last weekend, community garden, I watched a neighbor try to lug a heavy tray of seedlings across the lot. The tray almost spilled 3 times. The path was uneven. The neighbor finally set the tray down, sighed, walked the rest empty-handed. I wrote it down. Neighbor plus heavy seedling tray plus uneven path equals need to set down plus come back. Spot turns the page. That's a moment of stuck. Right there. That's an opportunity. Not because it's a billion-dollar idea, because it's a real person with a real problem in a real neighborhood. Build, the next chapter cast member, gets excited. Build says, a wheeled tray. I shake my head, gently. Maybe, or maybe a strap, or maybe 2 smaller trays. We don't know yet. We just know what the need looks like. Listens, chapter comes next. We ask, we don't guess. The neighbor knows what would have helped better than I do. My job is to notice. Listen's job is to ask. There's a part of Spot's lesson that's especially important to them. This is not a path to billions. This is not unicorn startup thinking. This is not exit strategies. This is lemonade stand scale, food truck scale, babysitting service scale. Noticing a real person with a real problem in a real neighborhood. Building something useful for people you can see. Some of those small things grow. Most stay small. Both are fine. The work is the noticing. The work is the building. The work is not the valuation. Spot is also clear about who counts as a person worth noticing. Everyone, wealthy or not wealthy, is not a sorting category for me. Everyone needs help with something. The cast notices the need, not the wealth status of the needer. The neighbor with the seedling tray. The classmate forgetting their lunch. The grandparents struggling with the phone. All of them are people stuck on problems. All of them are real opportunities. None of them are below or above the work. Spot walks the cast through the practice. Carry a notebook, pencil, pocket size. When you see someone visibly struggling, write it down. Don't interrupt. Just notice. Note what they were trying to do. Note what stopped them. At the end of the day, look at your notes. Each one is a candidate opportunity. Each one is a person whose problem isn't being solved yet. Pick the ones that come up most often. Repeated problems are the strongest signal. If three different people have the same kind of stuck, that's a pattern. Patterns are where business ideas live.
But not yet. First, listen. Then, weigh. Then, build. Pitch comes last. The cast goes in order. Don't skip ahead. The noticing is the foundation.
Spot grew up at the edge of a busy market. Their family had been long magpies for the market square. The magpies whose habit of slow watching from a high perch had taught generations that the people moving through the square told you what was needed before any sign or stall did.
I learned by age 5 that the person who paused at one stall and frowned was telling me something. The person who returned 3 times to look at the same item was telling me something. The notebook was inventing itself in my head before I had words for it.
They walked to VentureQuest at 12. Ledger, the mentor, asked them one question.
What is opportunity recognition?
The opportunity isn't a gadget. It's a person stuck on a problem. Watch the people, not the products. Notice the gap.
You are appointed. Spot's not designing yet. Spot's just noticing. That's the whole first step. People skip it because it looks like doing nothing, but it's the foundation. You can't solve a problem you didn't see.
The opportunity isn't a gadget. It's a person stuck on a problem. Watch the people. Lemonade stand scale. Real neighbors. Real needs. That's where business starts.
Spot closes their notebook. The need tracker waits. The next moment of someone stuck will get written down. The pattern will emerge.
The opportunity isn't a gadget. It's a person stuck on a problem. Spot's primitive. The notebook that finds business in noticing.